Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Janet Entine.
Hi, John.
And we're having a wonderful conversation with Angie Avila in reference to who is with the Alzheimer's Association, talking about the stigma, talking about traits, things to watch out for, mm-hmm. things to try to do to avoid it. My question is, you were talking about, you know, you're diagnosed with cancer, and then there's a protocol.
Exactly,
you know, and,
yes.
you know, you get certain cancers, you kind of know this is the end, and you get other cancers that, guess what, you go through the radiation or the chemotherapy, and there's a very good chance you'll have a regular, healthy life.
Exactly.
Changed,
yes.
but nevertheless, it'll be the new normal. Mm-hmm. Does Alzheimer's go in that category? Can you go, like, so far and stop, and then you'll have little memory loss, but basically function for the rest of your life, or that's definitely progressive?
So Alzheimer's is definitely a progressive
okay.
disease. You know, unfortunately, there's no such thing as a miracle cure. So if anyone hears about a miracle cure, as of right now, we don't have that.
Right,
so
okay.
we don't have any medications that slow down the progression of the disease or stop the disease in its tracks. That's why I believe it's so important to find out what form of dementia do I have, so I know what kind of treatments and what type of therapies would be best utilized for myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially if with different forms of cancer, you want to know what kind of cancer
right.
you have, so you know what type
right.
of treatment you
right,
should have.
Right, right.
Exactly.
So that's
very,
I was just, okay.
It's very similar to mm-hmm. that in that respect.
So then that is a difficult thing when a person gets diagnosed.
Yes.
It's like Parkinson. It's all, you know, you're not going to have, you know, it is what it is. It's going to continue.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. And actually, it's ironic that you brought up Parkinson's, because very recently Parkinson's was just classified as a dementia.
Really?
And
wow.
the reason for that, now we have to really think about the science and what dementia means. And dementia is a decline in cognitive functioning. And what is Parkinson's? We no longer have control of our muscles. We have no control of the way our body's moving. So that is a loss of cognitive functioning.
That's right. See, that I didn't think of Parkinson's, but when you were saying in the first segment about the body not making the connection with
exactly,
visualization,
yeah.
I never knew that. I'm saying, boy, it makes sense. If things are going bad, I think that's the mic, and it's
exactly
my perspective's off.
And if that provides any perspective of what dementia is, so that's why it's so important to find out what form you have, what kind of dementia you have, because there are many different forms, and there's different therapies, and there's different treatments.
Right, okay. Which is important.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to back to diet, and this is a society of fast food junkies.
Yes.
What are, you know, nobody changes their diet dramatically unless something happens. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's a shame of all these things. No matter what the person is in life, once they get the diagnosis, just say, you're going to die, you can't have sugar anymore. They stop like this.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to die and you can't have milk. You know, I couldn't live, I had an uncle who passed away about a year ago. Italian, my wife's side, wonderful, wonderful man. You know, when his first diagnosis came with something, and he was into his 90s.
Yeah.
You can't have wine anymore. How could you live without wine? He's Italian. Now, you know, my life is over. Can't have salami a year or two later. How can you live without salami? Can't have cheese. How could you live without? You learn.
That's a poor Italian.
Yeah, no. You learn, and life goes on, and so you're going to have grains and vegetables, and you'll be fine, and grape juice or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
What are the major, is there such a thing as four or five major things to avoid?
So to avoid, it's basically everything that we know: saturated trans fats, processed chemicals, you know, sugars. We want to avoid, but I live in reality, so I say make sure that the good outweighs the bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very difficult to completely close and
exactly.
go cold turkey with any type of pastry. You know,
anyone who's ever been on a diet knows just what you're saying.
Exactly. So it's better to make sure that the good outweighs the bad. So we're incorporating more lean meats and fish, more nuts, grains, whole wheat food, everything like that. We want to make sure that we're incorporating more healthy foods, and
right,
we are just modifying our unhealthy fast food, so to say.
Yeah, because the shame of it is, you know, with the fast food, I don't know, what is now I'm going all over the place. Percentage of Alzheimer's in a population, American versus every place else. Do we have the highest percentage of Alzheimer's patients?
So that is a statistic that is hard to necessarily grasp.
Okay.
Because there's many misdiagnoses, right? And there's not, some countries, they're just not diagnosing Alzheimer's. It's a difficult statistic to grasp, but as of right now in the United States, there are 5.7 million people living with Alzheimer's.
Wow. And that is an enormous number.
And two-thirds of those are women.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, women...
Was that because women live longer?
Women
and so therefore the Alzheimer's comes in the 80s?
Okay. Yeah. So that's really... Mostly because it's age-related,
right,
and
okay.
So women live longer, so that's why two-thirds of them are women, yeah.
Wow, that's an amazing statistic, but it's, and the thing is, when it does happen, it's a shame because, you know, I deal with seniors, it's at end of life, when it was so heartbreaking for everybody involved.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and not that it's better if you're 30 or 40 years old, that's a disaster too.
Of course.
But it's one of those diseases that, excuse me, especially for the spouse, who's still alive, you know, that the person you were basically going to bed with every night and so close to is only, you know, 2 foot away or whatever it is, and yet they're miles away.
It's exactly. Like, you know. We find a lot of caregivers, a lot of family members grieving the loss of their loved one while they're still living.
Yeah, yeah, that
so
would make sense.
It's definitely, it's difficult, it's upsetting, and that's why it's so necessary to find support and find a group of people who are really going to support you during those hard times.
Just let's touch on those support groups.
Mm-hmm.
So give us an example and how it works. I mean, if I had somebody in my life with Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. so I'm going to call 1-800-272-3900. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to answer the phone. I'm going to give them my story. My wife, my sister, my mother, somebody has Alzheimer's in my family.
Mm-hmm. So then if that's the route you want to take, then whoever's answering the phone, the dementia expert, would probably recommend following up with a care consultation. So then you would speak to one of our social workers on staff.
Okay.
And they'll tell you, listen, this is a support group that's close to you. It's about 5 miles, 10 miles away. It's
okay.
Not too difficult of a drive. And I think you'd be really appropriate for this support group. So we have a number of support groups. We have social workers on staff that are going to tell you, I think this would be a good fit for you. I think this would be a good fit for you. So you would find all of those support groups out by either calling the 1-800 number or going onto our community resource finder on our website. So that's alz.org/CRF. So that's another portal for you to find any programs and services that the Alzheimer's Association offers.
Okay. Now the groups are sex-related, age-related? It's the situation.
Situation-related.
Okay, okay.
Yes, thank you. Perfect word. Situation-related. Because if you are an adult child, you know, if you're an adult child, but your parent developed Alzheimer's early onset, so younger than 65, you're rather young.
Right, right.
So it's more situation-based, where your situation and where you lie.
Okay.
Not necessarily sex-related.
Right, okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And is this the kind of group where, you know, you sign up for 10 weeks or it's ongoing, I can come and not come back for 2 months, or there is some sort of structure that you appreciate the people following?
We have certain groups for our early stage meetup programs. Those are our support groups that typically run for 8 weeks straight.
Okay.
So those are for people who are currently in the early stage and their caregivers. And then we do have ongoing caregiver support groups. And of course, we are understanding of everybody's situation. So if you can come once a month, and they typically run once a month or biweekly.
Okay.
But you know, if you fall into a case where you can't show up for 2 months, we don't take offense to it. We understand that this is a disease where, you know, we don't know what the next day is going to bring.
Right, okay.
So,
which is important, because
exactly.
I know I've been involved in grief support groups. Mm-hmm. I ran one in the Riverside Church, and some of them want you there every week, and some of them, if you miss two, you don't come back. And I'm saying that's not really.
We don't know. If
you
don't
do that.
No, if you don't show up for 3 months straight and you come back, we don't say, sorry, door's closed.
Right,
we
okay.
We don't have that type of policy. Of course, we would like you to come consistently because it does provide you with support and necessary reassurance.
Right.
But we are understanding.
Right,
you know,
okay.
We don't know what the next day is.
It also helps the other members.
Exactly.
Because if I like you and next week I come and I say, oh, Angie's not here and I was comfortable with you.
Exactly.
Then I might drop out.
Exactly. We definitely prefer.
Because you're not
going to
like everybody in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 out of 10 times, if you'll pick a 1 or 2 people that you kind of have a little, you know, connection to.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
we talked about the diet, which is important, and you did the DASH.
The DASH diet, yes. That's the dietary approach to stop hypertension.
Right. But blood pressure itself doesn't have any connection to Alzheimer's.
So I'm glad that you brought that up, because blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, midlife diabetes, all of those can increase your risk of developing vascular dementia decades later. So midlife diabetes does run the risk of developing Alzheimer's decades later. Okay. So that's why it's so important to take care of our blood. So that's why blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, weight, diabetes, anything that is cardiovascular related is so important to monitor, which is why, you know, that would bring us into physical exercise.
That was my next question.
Right.
Yes.
So, you know, physical health and exercise, really, it's anything that just gets your heart up and beating at a healthy rate.
Offer suggestions about kinds of things that you can do if you're in this situation?
So I actually heard you mention before you had Zumba classes at Project Independence. So that's something that I recommend. You want to stick with something that you like, first of all, because if you're
I don't like Zumba. No, I'm kidding.
But if you don't like it, see, I'm a big fan of it. But you want to stick with something that you like. So you want to start out small and then work your way up. And you want to make sure that you're doing something you enjoy. Because if it feels like a task and it feels like a chore, you're not going to get up and you're not going to do it. So making sure that you're getting up, you're moving safely, and you are enjoying what you're doing, so that your heart rate is up, and it's vigorous.
Right. I think the most important thing you're saying is enjoying. It's the best thing in the world. If you hate it, you're not going to do it. But maybe there's another exercise that's not as good, but still beneficial.
Exactly.
But if you enjoy that one, your heart's in it, you're going to do it much more.
And you're going to stick with it.
Right.
One of the things I see is that just from watching my friend is she doesn't want to move. So I would imagine that's a difficult part of dementia and Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Getting people to see, to see that they need to exercise on a regular basis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And especially when they are in the stages of dementia, it's very difficult to get them up and get them going.
Angie, this has been tremendous. It's amazing how fast this goes.
I know.
But this was so enlightening. You did a tremendous job. I could see you being this outreach person. It's a great job. The number again is 1-800-272-3900, or it's ALZ.org.
Oh, ALZ, I'm sorry.
ALZ, I'm sorry. Thank you. That makes more sense. ALZ.org.
/CRF.
In order to get in touch with the Alzheimer's Association or speak with Angie or any of these, you know, the important things that you talked about today. I thank you very much. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.